Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Thursday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac, Joel Klatt in 1 hour. We're going to argue about all these college quarterbacks, some getting love, some getting criticized, some rising, some falling in the draft, J-Mac. But I have an NFL team that's been pretty good. They could make a pretty big mistake here very soon. I think you know who I'm talking about.
I have no clue who you're talking about. I thought you would lead with happy opening day, happy Sweet 16 day, and you're hitting me with the draft. I wasn't ready, but I'll be ready.
So no matter how big a company or an industry is, it's always led by two or three things. Even at this company, not everything makes big money. Fox News, Tubi drives a lot of revenue. The S&P 500 last year, 2023, the S&P 500, all those companies, 75% of the returns were seven companies last year. Amazon, Alphabet, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Tesla has since tanked. That's it. 75% of the returns on some tech companies. Everybody else bleeding, plateauing, not doing well. All companies are led by two or three things. And that brings me to the 49ers, who, according to their owner, are going now to pay Brock Purdy and give him a, quote, massive extension. Here is the owner, Jed York.
It's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. It's what the market is.
It's what the market is. What's Brock Purdy's market? The Niners are at a very fragile point, and I'm not sure they understand it. The fact that Brock Purdy is cheap slash free allows a stacked roster, and they've missed badly on enough draft picks. They're actually perilously thin. Trey Lance, whiff. Javon Kinlaw, whiff. Couple of third-round running backs, whiff, whiff. Danny Gray, wide receiver, whiff. Outside of left tackle, Trent Williams. It's not a very good offensive line. They've missed on too many. They're becoming very much the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys, about 6-7 years ago, before they paid Dak the big money, you had that feeling, right? Ooh, it looks special. Super Bowl team. But once they paid a good quarterback great money, the Cowboys are no longer Super Bowl viable. It's all fool's gold. They had to let go of a Dalton Schultz and Amari Cooper. Dallas got thin in spots and one or two injuries, and it all came crumbling down. This 49er machine, just like the S&P 500, is driven by three things. Kyle Shanahan's scheme. Brock Purdy's free. And Christian McCaffrey is dominant. And if you think it's about defense, the Niners' defense gets carved up by good offenses. It's not the defense. It's not the defense that leads them. It's getting older and there's holes. Kyle Shanahan has won 75% of his games with Christian McCaffrey. He's under 500 without Christian McCaffrey. And how long can you give this kid 200 and 300 touches? I'm not saying if you pay Brock Purdy, it's going to come tumbling down like a Jenga game, but it's going to look a lot like the Cowboys. Very, very thin. And about the time January hits, you don't really match up with a Kansas City, a Baltimore, a Buffalo, maybe a Detroit and a Green Bay going forward. You don't quite have the pieces. You know, you lost that one receiver, your tight end's banged up, Trent Williams can't play. That's the Cowboys. Three or four great players and really, really thin after that. Essentially, Brock Purdy is like free shipping for Amazon. It makes the model work. You double and triple that Amazon shipping, their stock ends up probably looking more like Tesla. Every major business, they call it the Magnificent Seven. The S&P 500 are a big chunk of our economy, seven companies. And they don't always hit year after year after year. Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, Tesla, and Tesla's in the tank. Just a handful drive even the biggest machines. Brock Purdy being free is a big driver of that. So, you know, one of the things I have done through the course of time, when social media exploded about 10 years ago, I played a lot with it. But, I just kind of got tired of giving lonely, angry, silly people oxygen. So I sort of avoid it now and I just use it for marketing. And, you know, I saw a story, a headline. Fans are losing their minds after Caleb Williams reveals painted nails and a pink phone, apparently during the women's basketball game for USC. I watched parts of the game. I saw him. I did not see that. We have a still shot of that. This is another example of headline doesn't match reality. I do not believe 95% of fans care, 95% of media cares, and 0% of NFL general managers care. I think this is the media giving oxygen to lonely people on Reddit boards. Stop. Every 3 weeks, every 2 weeks, every week there's a new boycott in America. Oh boy, 12 people drive it. Take a deep breath. We're all going to be okay. Now, as a parent, there are things I worry about, and it's something I talk about, you know, all the time. What do I let pass? What do I get more restrictive on as a parent? And for a quarterback, there are things I think are important. I think that Wednesday press conference or right after the game, looking the camera in the eye, diffusing noise, playing nice with the media, giving teammates credit. Eli Manning's one of the best ever. Dak Prescott, Brady, they're Hall of Famers at the podium. And there is noise and trouble and controversy looming every week in the NFL. So the quarterbacks that can step to that podium after a game or midweek Wednesday and diffuse it and separate things and clarify things, I think that's important. That's my hat on forward theory. But how you dress, your nails, the color of your phone, who you date. I'm sorry, but Chicago loved Dennis Rodman. I think they're going to be okay with a pink phone from Caleb Williams, who was on our show last week and said, Chicago, if you draft me, here I come.
They love football, so if that's the place, I'm excited for that. The fans love football. It's one of the biggest things that I care about is a place that cares. And so You know, if that was the place, I'd be excited and you know, get ready to go win games is what I'm excited for, most importantly.
Some of this stuff is generational. The music athletes listen to, some of the friends they hang out with, who they date, what they wear. I'm sorry, it changes. I look at people my age wearing golf shirts everywhere and Hawaiian shirts, and I think, I don't want to fall into that. Why don't I just wear sweats to work and drive a minivan? I mean, we all make choices, right? It all fits us or doesn't fit us. People make judgments on us, what we wear. I'm not going to get caught up on that. I do think in a city like Chicago that gets real noisy, you do need the right coach and quarterback to diffuse these five-alarm fires that happen about every third week. That, I think, is a substantial gift. Again, Dak, Kirk Cousins, Eli Manning, Brady, Russell Wilson mostly has been very, very good at that. Like, let's just, you know, bring the heat down, bring the temperature down. But I just like being a parent. There's just certain things I'm not going to helicopter on. You know what I mean? You stay away from as much trouble as you can off the field. I don't ask for perfection from my kids. I don't helicopter. Occasionally, I have to step in and make a choice. This doesn't bother me whatsoever. J-Mac, many may disagree, but there was also last night something happening we talked about yesterday to start the show. There's about 8-10 games after the trade deadline in the NBA, regular season games, and you feel like, oh, that's something. That's a real, that was, I thought that Laker performance by AD, the Lakers won again last night. Mm-hmm. I thought, boy, that really is Anthony Davis saying, okay, this is my team. We're now 7-4, 6-4 without LeBron. I can dominate and beat a good team on the road trailing by 20 late. Mm-hmm. There was a game last night that people may think is that, but I'm here to tell you it's not.
I have an idea where you're going. Can I go back to the vocal minority that you talked about?
Yeah.
These are the guys who I call dopes, you know, and meatballs. They're online trying to make something a thing. I was blissfully unaware of the pink phone case and fingernails. Like, who would notice that and be like, "That's just bad. I don't want my quarterback doing it." Like, who, trying to get into the psychology.
Whoever it is, we shouldn't give them oxygen.
I 1,000% agree.
Non-story.
I'm sorry.
We address it. We diffuse it. It's silly. It doesn't matter. The idea as a parent, or as an owner of a sports thing, that I'm going to control personal habits, dress style. Give me a break. I mean, James Harden's always been quirky. Dennis Rodman was quirky. There's been a lot of quirky players that do. That's their personality. Some of these people are, I mean, there's multiple brain types. Some people are creative. Some people are artists. Some people are very independent. Some people are eccentric. Yeah. Some, and by the way, they do Wunderlich tests. They do personality tests on this. Yeah. I'm not asking for like 55 football players that go to bed at night at 8 o'clock. Lawrence Taylor's one of the great defensive players of all time. And there are nights he didn't sleep. Yeah. There are nights Rodman didn't sleep. I don't care. They showed up and gave me great production.
Do you remember what you were doing at 21, 22 years old?
I was a tire fire.
I was a guy who had double hoop earrings. Right?
I saw the picture.
And then I dyed my hair blonde for like 2 months.
I saw that picture too.
And it was fun. It was like, oh, I'm going to experiment and do cool stuff and look different. And like, you know, it meant nothing in the grand scheme of things. But if I had approached you with the blonde hair, would you have been like, you're not getting hired, bro?
I would have said, Herdline News, we're going to go in a different direction. But I wouldn't have hired somebody that was 21. So the point being is, you know, Caleb Williams is 22 years old. If he's got some quirks and he's got some things and he's funny and artistic, it's just part of it.
Yeah.
But I've always believed this. Kirk Cousins is a conservative guy. He has a conservative game. A Tom Brady, more of a conservative guy, got a conservative game. If you find quarterbacks who are more impulsive or ad-libbing, and I would say Caleb Williams very much a playmaker and an ad-libber, don't be shocked if he's a bit of an expressive personality.
Yeah.
Because his game matches his personality. He's an expressive person, therefore his game's a little expressive.
Remember Cam Newton, some of the podium
outfits he had? Cam Newton was, again,
had
a lot of ad-libbing, very expressive playmaking personality. Yeah. So that's okay. Like, that's your game, your personality becomes your game to some degree.
We've seen Joe Burrow, right? He's got all this swag and he's wearing certain shades and he's trying to look cool. Like, how about all these NBA players that enter the arena? It's like a thing that you've got to dress up for that photo op.
That's been like
and
that
you
got to
wear
years.
Something cool and different.
I get it.
People are freaking out for no reason.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible Great Rates. None of the bull. So Kevin Durant had 30 last night, was absolutely great on the defensive side of the floor. He had five blocks. Anybody that he guarded for Denver went 2-10. So I said yesterday there are certain games, not many, a half dozen, six, seven, eight, in the regular season after the trade deadline that you watch and you go, boy, that feels like it means something. I thought Anthony Davis, his performance and the Lakers' performance without LeBron against Milwaukee was really a staggeringly efficient win, proving, illustrating, listen, AD's the best player on the team. Austin Reeves and D'Lo play very well with AD, not always with LeBron. And now the king on this Laker team is really consistently defensively, offensively, it's Anthony Davis. And it felt big against Milwaukee, start of a very tough road trip. So yesterday, the Suns beat Denver, the champs, right? And Denver had been red hot. I think they've won like 18 to 21 games after the trade deadline, mostly because of the best team in the league. And Phoenix last night goes into Denver. Oh my God, they torch him. Don't be fooled. Phoenix's last game, they lost to maybe the worst team in the league, San Antonio, that didn't have their best player, Wemby. It was humiliating. So they came out guns blazing, led by 7 at half, 10 after 3. I watched it. They had great energy. Meanwhile, Denver rested their second-best scorer, on some nights their best, Jamal Murray. Why? Because they're playing Minnesota tomorrow for the number one seed in the West and home court advantage. The NBA is too long. Teams and stars pick their spots. I went to a Celtics-Bulls game Saturday in Chicago. Boston rested three of their best four players. They wouldn't have done that in a big game against a team like a Milwaukee if it mattered. But they did against the Bulls. So Phoenix played their three top stars. KD was remarkable, tremendous defensively, five blocks. Anybody he guarded, he shut down. I think the bigger picture I'm getting from Kevin Durant is he doesn't want this whole thing, this divorce from Golden State, to be Brady Belichick. And doesn't it feel a little bit like any success Kevin Durant has had as a winning player is tied to Steph? Steph won a title before KD. He won a title after KD. LeBron's won everywhere. KD has won singularly with Steph Curry. Yeah, he can win the MVP, but the soul of the franchise, beginning to now, is Steph Curry. And I do think KD's legacy, though I kind of feel he's a top 20 player ever, I think it's going to get dinged a little bit. Because this Phoenix team was supposed to be really, really special. I thought they'd be the number two team in the West, play Denver in the Western Conference Finals. And they've been a massive disappointment. Massive disappointment. Booker, excellent player. KD, an all-timer. Bradley Beal, B+, A-, very good player. Grayson Allen off the bench, not very good. And so I do think KD sort of senses we can't give away games. The next 7 to 8 weeks for KD, I think fair or not, he has to play really, really well and carry this team through a couple series. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
J-Mac, you see something over there?
Yeah, this NBA story we'll get to later is kind of crazy. NBA's had a good week. If you notice, NFL free agency starting to die down.
Yep.
There's that window before the draft.
By the way, top of next hour, 35 minutes from now, I will give my first official mock draft 1 through 12 with two trades.
Oh, so the Jets will be in there now. Two trades. Ah.
No.
Come on.
Not going to say I have it sourced, but very good information. So everybody's doing mock drafts. I'm going to do my top 12 mock draft, yeah, top of next hour.
I'm doing one for FoxSports.com. I'm looking at the Broncos, and I'm eager to see what you're doing. Because
yes, you will be.
I was like, you know, I don't think they take a quarterback there. They don't have an early second round pick. So something's afoot. We'll get to the Broncos.
Something
anyways
is afoot, and wait until you see what I have Denver doing. So I will do the top 12 picks, of which Denver is 12th.
Well, they need a quarterback. Jarrett Stidham. We'll see. All right, let's start with the NFL draft in LSU. They had their pro day yesterday. Jaden Daniels was there. Malik Nabers, wide receiver Brian Thomas, all working out. Daniels put up big numbers against air, 52 of 56. Including some beautiful deep balls. I mean, listen, man, it was spectacular. Malik Nabers ran a 4.35 40.
Yeah,
better numbers than Brandon Ayuk. Again, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, he's different
this
physically.
Guy's, 42-inch vertical leap. Here's the official numbers. Jaden Daniels, 6'3 and 5'8". So he's a large guy. 210 pounds, so he's put on some weight just like J.J. McCarthy. Because there's some questions about Jaden Daniels.
How tall is he?
6'3 and 5'8". So 6'3", 210.
6'4", 210. A little thin for me. That's a little Matt Ryan, a little thin for me. Matt Ryan was tall and thin, didn't have a big arm. Now, he runs really well. It's a little thin for me.
Yeah, well, the running is the problem because of the potential injury. I don't know. I think we both like Nabers as like a top 7-8 pick.
He is in my mock draft. So, this draft is, we gave this thought based on stuff I've heard, calls I've made. This is my belief on what's going to happen with two trades that I think are more likely than not. I don't like doing trades in mock drafts. I did two. One of them, I think both of them, you have the same vibe I do.
Let me ask you on Daniels, okay? So Jaden Daniels kind of fits Kingsbury and that offense.
He'll
right?
work with the right landing spot. He will not work with the wrong landing spot.
So is New England the right or wrong landing spot?
He will fail at New England.
Well, if he's going to fail in New England, maybe they know that. Can you think of the last running quarterback in New England? Now, I know Brady was there for 20 years. But with the weather that they have there, I know Cam Newton started for like...
You got Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Josh Allen. You got to get special at quarterback in that division.
Is Jaden Daniels special
some things especially well.
And you make a good point about big arm, having to cut through that weather, because...
It's totally different.
But I then what happens to Daniels? Does he fall in the draft? Does he fall to the New York Giants?
I said there's two ways New England can attack it. You could do both. Trade down and just fix the roster. It's a bad roster. It may not be Carolina bad. It's a bad roster offensively. There's no speed.
Bottom five roster in the
league.
It's not good anywhere.
Belichick last 7 years controlled the draft, and you can see it. It's a bad roster. Carolina's the worst. New England second. I think the Giants do have some redeemable players that I do like. They're near the bottom. Tennessee's isn't great either.
Brian Daboll and Josh Allen worked magic in Buffalo. Brian Daboll and Jaden Daniels? Could he fall to six? Giants trade up? I don't know. It's worth watching. I don't love Daniels the way I like him.
You and I have come to this. I've come to this belief after years of projecting and predicting. Outside of Andrew Luck and maybe a Trevor Lawrence and Caleb, where you go will decide your future. These guys are not gifted enough to overcome bad coaching, bad coordinating, and terrible O-lines.
Hypothetical. Patrick Mahomes had gone to Chicago the way Trubisky did. Like, what would Mahomes be? We'll never know. It's a fun bar stool.
And he may be one of those guys, too, that would have succeeded despite everybody. I don't think
he
trophies.
Would not have been what he...
Yeah, not trophies, yeah. But he would have succeeded.
Not MVPs. All right, next up. So Jason Kelce of the Eagles did retire after a spectacular 13-year career. Saquon Barkley just joined Philadelphia, and in an appearance on the New Heights podcast, he tried to lure Kelce out of retirement.
I'm like a kid in a candy store, bro.
There you go,
man. I'm happy.
Hey.
I got a fresh start. I can't wait to meet everybody and just go out there and play ball.
Dude, it's going to be so fun to watch. It's going to be so fun to be a part of. It's going to be great.
You don't
got
to watch
it.
I
got one piece of advice. Before you ask me to come back, I'm not going to come back. I'm not doing it. I've done that.
Yeah. Jason Kelce gave it everything he had, and he should stay retired. Playing center in the NFL at the level he did, yeah. Like, it's hard for quarterbacks to retire. Maybe you're a great kicker, but for a center that played as well as he did and the wars you're in every Sunday, I think it's way easier to retire for Aaron Donald's 10 years. He's like, I'm done. Quarterbacks, like, they're like college football coaches. You can't drag them out of the position. It's too much fun. It pays too well.
So he did get beat up for a long time, 13-year career.
Great player.
It's just tough for me to fathom in my 30s retiring. Like, that's what he's going to do, podcast, hang out with his kids.
Again, that position he played.
Yeah, I get it.
Chip Kelly told me when he got to the Eagles, it's like three practices, and you're like, oh, my God. I have a top 10 player in the league playing center. He was like, he was so smart, so determined. Like, that wears on you. I mean, you go look at Mark Schlereth's hands and back and feet. Yeah. That's a guy that works in a factory or uses his hands. He wants to retire, play golf and hang out with his wife and go on the beach and have margaritas.
But at 35?
Well,
whatever age he is.
You ever spent 15 years as a mechanic? 15 years under the hood? Yeah, I think at 35.
By the way, speaking of practice, can you use your superpowers and talk to the Chargers or Rams and see if I could run through one of their practices just like for fun, just to see what it's like?
You'd have to take an insurance policy out.
Yeah, probably. I'm fine with that. I mean, I think it would be exciting.
To get hit by Ernest Jones
hit
on a slant route?
Yeah,
how much fun.
That.
What a wonderful experience that would be.
I like how you see me as a slot receiver. That's pretty exciting.
There's nowhere else you could play. Can you hold kicks? Can you hold kicks?
How about a gutter on special teams?
You get smoked.
Final story to the NBA. Listen, you are buddies with Draymond Green. And you got to talk to your boy. I mean, he got ejected in the first quarter for arguing with referees. 4 minutes into the game, Colin. 4 minutes. And they're in a perilous spot. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Steph Curry was not happy. They had a camera on him as this is going down. And Steph Curry's just shaking his head, covering his face with his jersey, visibly frustrated. Here's what he said after the game.
We need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, and be available, that's what's got to happen, especially at this point in the year. So it's a tough way to start the game. We know how important the season is, or this part of the season is, and our ability to get into a rhythm and secure a play-in opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have more self-control. I never understand wasting energy arguing at officials in any sport, they don't change calls. We have replays. They just don't. So what's the point? Like in baseball, you're not allowed to argue balls and strikes. I don't see the point of arguing. I mean, these guys, it's I think officiating, if you everybody bangs on officials, but there's some evidence that the officiating's better now than it was 10 years ago. And I just don't see the value of it. It's just like when people in our business argue with management. Come in, do content, deliver, leave, have a smoothie, drive home. They're just arguments I don't need to be in, that it just gets in the way of me doing what I do. I just don't see any point 3 minutes into a game arguing with officials. Yeah. You're not going to win. And I would argue they're human. You could create resentment. I would argue that some of these officials, you bark at them enough, professional officials, they're not going to give you that PI call down the sideline. They're not going to give you that Jokic bump. They're not going to give you that.
Yeah, as a youth sports coach, I know not to argue with referees because they'll always try to screw you. Now, I'll say this, Colin. Conspiracy theory from a Warriors buddy. Golden State, I believe, plays a big game this weekend, and they also have a huge game against the Rockets. Is Draymond taking some time off by getting ejected 4 minutes into the game saying, hey, you guys got this. Steph, we got this.
No, I don't know. The reaction tells me that this was very much not appreciated by Steph and the franchise. I mean, Steph looked like he was getting emotional and like crying.
Kicked a chair on the
sideline. Yeah, he was. So I don't think this was premeditated. Yeah, I think this was.
There is some speculation that, you know, Draymond Green is.
Well, that's like the Chris Rock, Will Smith thing. There are still people that think it's fake. Folks, it wasn't fake.
Wait, what? Oh, the Will Smith.
No, I mean, there's just people on the internet that want to be contrarian. That was not fake. Okay. That was not fake. If first of all, it's you don't want to get too many technicals. There's fines. You can be suspended for other games. And Draymond does have a short fuse, you know, and I mean, so. I don't think this was. I think it was a bad moment. Now, by the end of the game, Orlando's super young. Like, Orlando's the Eastern version of OKC. Not as good, but like 23-year-old guys.
They're good.
So the Warriors are more experienced. They beat them, but I don't think that moment was appreciated.
Yeah, it'll be disappointing if Steph Curry's not in the playoffs. And I don't count the play-in as the playoffs. I don't know if you do. It's like, come on.
I kind of do. They felt like playoff games to me.
It is a one. It's like a March Madness game. One and done.
Yeah, but
the
March Madness
series, though.
I don't know. I like the play-in thing. I think it.
I like it.
I watch the games. If you, just like I said about the in-season tournament, I watched the games.
Yeah.
If you can get me to a TV, then you win. If you put an NFL playoff game on Peacock and I watch, why grumble? I'll watch. So the play-in games last year, I made sure, like I know when there's a big NBA game, I would drive home knowing I'm going to get a workout in early. I want to sit and watch that play-in game.
So there it is. There's the updated standings. Houston
Rockets.
I mean,
look at this.
We'll
look
talk
at how
about
much,
later.
Look at how much better the West is than the East.
It's not even close.
The play-in. Here's some players on the play-in teams. Kevin Durant, Booker, De'Aaron Fox, LeBron, AD, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. Those are players, and the Rockets have won, like, didn't they win, like?
Ten in a row. They won again last night. I'm just telling you, they have one head-to-head matchup left with the Warriors. If they pass Golden State and people start looking, hey, Draymond, if you weren't suspended, you know, if you weren't getting ejected all the time, you could argue Draymond Green cost them last season with the Jordan Poole punch. By the way, Jordan Poole, 38 points last night. Wizards lost, but who cares?
Yeah.
And
who cares about both?
This season, Draymond's antics cost them again. I don't know how you move off him, but maybe it's time, Colin.
He's a very good podcaster. J Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
There's no reason to get into this now. Maybe later. Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, gets into a very heated conversation with his coach, Robert Saleh. Do you know what it's about? Just some thoughts about that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This weekend, pro football is back on Fox as the UFL kicks off on Saturday with the USFL champion Birmingham Stallions taking on the XFL champion Arlington Renegades. And kickoff weekend continues Sunday on ESPN.
So, Caitlin Clark, a comet in women's college basketball, was offered $5 million from Ice Cube to join the Big Three Professional Basketball League, which, first of all, she just drove 4.9 million viewers for a women's college basketball game. And with apologies to Ice Cube, who's a nice guy, I didn't know the Big Three was still humming along. So it's a pass for me. Women's basketball has had a really nice growth spurt. But these TV ratings for women's college basketball, trees do not grow to the sky. Ask golf. Tiger Woods retired, they've never recovered. There is no other Serena Williams, Shaq, MJ. Michael Jordan retired. Think how powerful the NBA was with Michael. They lost 50% of their ratings. Only the NFL tree grows to the sky. Men's and women's sports have one thing universally in common. When ratings skyrocket for a year or two, it's because you have a magnetic story or star, and that is Caitlin Price. But the ratings don't stay up there. She is historically unique, and she should not take money grabs. She should align herself with the very biggest brands for a long-term relationship. She already has. Gatorade, Nike, and State Farm. Iowa's not going to get 4.9 million viewers next year. They're probably not going to get two. They may not get one. That's not a knock on Iowa basketball, nor is it a knock on boxing. They were never the same post-Ali. Golf never the same post-Tiger. NBA never the same post-MJ. Those are big, big sports. Women's college basketball, the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, women's college basketball should take advantage of this lightning in a bottle. Big brands, noteworthy iconic brands, set yourself up for the next 20 years. Don't do cash grabs. Be smart about it. And I think Caitlin Clark is. She's already aligned with the biggest brands. But this is a lightning in the bottle moment. Women's basketball has shown absolute growth. But my entire life, 30 years in this business, I have seen every single sport except the NFL become niche, shrink, be reduced when a mega star, a unique personality or performer leaves. There's one Serena ever. There is one Shaq, one MJ, Tiger ever. Caitlin Clark's shooting range, personality, Midwestern ethos is sort of a unicorn. Women's college basketball, women in general in sports, in this genre, take advantage of it. Trees do not grow to the sky. We are a very distracted company, country, and we'll move on to something else, whoever delivers that star or that magnificent story. And so I saw this, and I'm going to have to guess, once we gave out on this show a Big J Journalism Award to Tyler Dunn, because he broke a story, I will give out a second Big J Journalism plaque, a very nice plaque, the very best, if you can uncover why Woody Johnson and Jets head coach Robert Saleh got into a very awkward, heated exchange at the NFL owner meetings in Florida. According to Colleen Wolf, it was very heated, the conversation. Happened on Monday night. Maybe they were disagreeing on how they like their steak cooked, she laughed, but I doubt it. It was awkward. Body language. A lively conversation. What was it about? She later called it super awkward. Where there's smoke, there's fire. So I'm going to throw this at you. This is just, I would suggest to you that this is possibly it. So Woody Johnson last week brought up Zach Wilson. In fact, at these meetings, Zach Wilson may start next year. There'll be some games at Aaron Rodgers, Tech Sala. WTF. Didn't we sign Tyrod Taylor for this exact reason? He's a pro, head down, no controversy, comfortable being a backup. Didn't we sign him for this reason? Saleh, to then support Aaron Rodgers, confronts Woody Johnson and says, Could you stay out of that? This is why we're trying to bring down the heat. It's Aaron and a professional backup. Woody Johnson says, I own the team. You're on the hot seat. I'm going to say what I want to say. And why don't you win more games? Now, I am, of course, second-guessing here. But Robert Saleh is a young coach with a losing record, bad in division, on a hot seat. What in the world would drive him to get into an argument with the guy that controls his employment? Robert Saleh may not get another job. These defensive coaches that fail, the young defensive guys, don't get other jobs all the time. Offensive guys can. Defensive guys don't. I'm just throwing it out there. When Woody Johnson talked about, of all the people to sign as a backup, you don't think Tyrod Taylor, who's like a total pro, I don't think I've ever heard him talk. He just goes in, plays hard, gets banged up a little bit. Not necessarily a guy you build a franchise around. Total pro, can win you games, easy to work with. Everybody likes him, learns the system, doesn't have an image or doesn't have a brand. They go and get him, and the owner comes out and says, you know, this Zach Wilson thing, we feel bad about it. He may end up playing some games. Saleh's thinking, you're killing me here. What are you doing? And Aaron probably, because Aaron tends to listen to this stuff. He acts like he doesn't, but he does. Got a little bit of rabbit ears. Aaron's like, WTF, what are we doing here? Remember, Aaron came out, whether it's hypocritical or not. Didn't Aaron come out recently and say, you know, we got to get rid of this non-football stuff. Let's get out of the distraction business. Now, it feels a little hypocritical with Aaron, but nonetheless, he is not going to be a vice presidential candidate. He's going to be a quarterback. So I'm just throwing that out there. Anybody that can deliver the true story, I appreciate Colleen Wolfe on the NFL Network acknowledging, because the owners all watch that. So it took a little courage by her to bring it up and say it's awkward. Why would you confront our, if you had a month left on your contract and it was really an agitated negotiation and you're barking at a boss, it's not something that you just dreamed up driving to work. It's got to be something that has simmered for a while.
This is one of your best theories. I think you're probably spot on. Now, Colleen Wolfe, I know her husband a little bit. She's not like a reporter, so I don't think she was like digging this
up. Well, she
up.
Walked, she saw it.
It sounds like she witnessed it.
She is a reporter because she's reporting what she saw.
I thought she was a host of the show.
Well, I mean, she's a host, but we're all hosts. You can still be a reporter. Okay. I mean, you and I are calling people. I'm sure Colleen calls people all the time.
My guess regarding this is, you know, you're right. Robert Saleh's like, dude, what are you doing? And Woody Johnson's probably like, bro, I'm the owner of this team. I'll say what the hell I want. And, you know, we own a Mexican soccer team. And I went to one of the games. We get smoked 4-0. I mean, it was bad. And afterward, some of the owners are hanging out. And the coach comes over to the table. And let's just say the conversation did not go well.
Yes,
and within a week, the coach was fired. Like, Robert Saleh's got to know his place. Like, I get it. You're upset that the owner made these comments. But, Robert, you're a coach who's got a massively bad losing record with the Jets. You're in no position to tell the owner
this is the downside, and we are supposition here, but the downside to giving a quarterback, a Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, a lot of power in a building. Belichick always pushed back about giving Brady power. Tom got tired of it, but the reason being you have to govern. You know, as a head coach, you have to govern. And so, I mean, Belichick got mad at Kraft for years and years and years. They never got along.
Belichick's won Super Bowls.
That's
right.
That's the difference. And so, but I do think, I think coaches, and this is, there's a big gap between, I mean, Jerry Jones really thinks he's the general manager. Cincinnati hasn't had a GM for years. Not all owners are equal. Robert Kraft has been generally a very good owner. Jed York has been a very good owner. Stan Kroenke's known as a very good owner. Just like quarterbacks, there's about 7 great quarterbacks in the league, 7 or 8 great coaches. There's about 7 or 8 great owners. And there's a lot of nonsense. And, Woody Johnson is impulsive, does not have a great track record. I mean, I blame owners when a team is bad for 25 years. That's an owner issue because you have 5 different coaches and 4 different GMs and 9 different quarterbacks. Chicago's issue has been ownership, not the players.
Yeah, I'm not defending Woody Johnson. He was the U.S. ambassador to the U.K. from 2017
That's
to 20.
An awesome
He's like an absentee. He's not been a great owner. But Robert Saleh, dude, you lose almost all of your game. What are you doing? I don't know, Kyle.
My mock draft. My first one, maybe the last next.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina
in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.